2212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Time for another one of these.
Just ask Dr. Justin.
Yes. The man himself joins us in studio this morning. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me back.
No worries at all. We had to get you back in because hit.com.au is where you can go to submit any of your questions that you'd like to ask Dr. Justin, and we can cover them over every Thursday.
You bet.
But we did get a message on our hit.com.au from a listener who asked that her husband constantly lies to her and he sends nudes of himself to other women. He also takes his wedding ring off when he works away and says it's too dangerous. And then she did put that he's a truck driver. He messages other women and they are sexually explicit messages. What should I do?
Oh, it must be pretty hurtful.
I mean, we brought you in because, I mean, my advice would be kick him to the curb.
Yeah. Nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's really thorny because would you believe it or not, but psychology literature has never been able to settle on a definition of cheating in a relationship.
Right.
And God knows they have tried. And it's so variable between age groups, gender, cultures. Yep. That they've never been able to say, like, this is cheating, this isn't. So it's actually a fairly non-productive conversation to have. So you can see here that, you know, it seems to me that there's a, you know, the person writing in feels cheated on.
Yeah.
I wonder how the partner feels. It's not really cheating. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not touching the person physically. And with the advent of technology, a term's come up called micro-cheating.
Right.
Where a partner might have a Tinder profile, but they don't actually intend to go on a date, or maybe they do, you don't know.
Yeah.
But, or they're, you know, or they're sending people flirty messages on Facebook or Messenger.
Mm.
And so I actually think the psych studies focus on the wrong thing. I think that's the problem.
Right.
For me, to my mind, cheating is anything that your partner doesn't know about and would be hurt or upset by. So if it's a really cool surprise birthday party, it's not cheating. But, but you know, if... Look, drinking tea with somebody that's not my partner is cheating if my partner and I have agreed that we will not drink tea with anybody else.
Right. So it's the agreement between you and your partner.
People should talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, for some people, the idea of looking at porn is cheating.
Right.
But for other couples, quite a lot of couples, it's not a problem.
That's
So, you know, it always astonishes me that couples don't have explicit conversations about this.
Yeah.
What is okay with you? And I think that's really, really an important discussion to have because it just seems to be implicit. And the obvious stuff is in our culture that if you've got a partner, it's a sexually exclusive relationship.
Yeah.
But what about that other stuff? Sending messages, nakies, things like that.
Right. All right. Well, let's take a quick break here because on the other side of this, I want to talk to you a little bit more about, like, what action they can take. Like, how do you even start
that
conversation? Yeah. We'll do it next. It's Jesse and Jules. We are in the middle of this.
Just ask Dr. Justin. Yes, and this is where you can go to hit.com.au and submit any question that you'd like to ask Dr. Justin from Nudge Psychology. And the question that we're tackling this morning is from one of our listeners. He said, my husband constantly lies to me. He sends nudes of himself to other women and he takes his wedding ring off when he works away. She said that he's a truck driver and he messages other women and they are also sexually explicit messages. What should I do?
Now, just before we were talking about the definitions of cheating and you were saying that's a conversation couples need to kind of decide on, how do you even start the conversation of, hey, how are we going to choose what is and isn't cheating?
Yeah.
Especially when you're already halfway into this problem.
Well, I think now you've got a really difficult problem, and it might be that having a couples counsellor or getting some help with that one, because there's going to be some very strong emotions. Obviously, this person's feeling really hurt, and I don't really blame them.
Mm.
One of the things you ask yourself is, why is this behaviour happening? Are you dissatisfied with the relationship, or are you trying to break up, or do you want to get caught? Are you trying to hurt me? Are you angry?
Yeah.
Or are you just thrill-seeking? And some people can have, so there's this idea that infidelity always means that it's a bad relationship.
Mm.
And that's not necessarily true. Some people just really, really crave the buzz. And this is a strange thing about relationships. On the one hand, we want security, consistency, reliability and safety. But on the other hand, we want thrills, a buzz, novelty.
Spontaneity.
Yep, and that can be, you know, and so you really need to talk to your partner about how you can have both of those. And, of course, people have different needs. And the needs for a thrill, the needs for excitement, the need to express hurt, they're all okay. Yeah. It's okay to have needs. And that's the way you talk about this stuff.
Right.
But so, look, you know, so I would be really interested in finding out what my partner's getting out of it. Is it a buzz? Are you seeking excitement?
Yeah.
Can that be done in some other way?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's the other trick with discussing things like this is to focus on the actual behavior, not the intent behind it, because you don't know what it is, or implied definitions of cheating. Because you'll just get bogged down.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the behavior. Here is the picture. I can see it. Okay.
Yeah.
These are the agreed facts. And this hurts me.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
This is not okay. I don't want to be in a relationship, but this is okay. The other thing that's important to do in things like this is address asymmetries.
I mean,
would it be okay if the person that wrote in was sending
Rolf
Davies?
Yeah, I mean, would that be okay with you?
Yeah, because sometimes people don't know until, you know, I mean, you're in that person's shoes kind of thing. Vice versa.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. So there's a sense of fairness about that. But it's also, at the end of the day, deciding what sort of relationship you want to be in.
Mm.
I wouldn't want to be in a relationship where we're both allowed to send nakies to other people. It's just not my thing.
Or the lying, you know what I mean? Yeah. How can you trust someone as well? I think building that, I think trust is something that
with
is
lying,
quite
really important to ask yourself, what's happening between us that we don't feel able to be really honest with each other about?
Yeah.
If I can't tell my partner about my needs and for excitement or my interests, then who am I going to tell?
Yeah.
Because you can have that conversation, but if they're going to lie about, like, all through the conversation, is it really worth having the conversation?
Well, here's the thing. If somebody's just not going to engage in the conversation at all, then
kick
you're
him
stuck
to the curb.
Yeah. then ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, I love it.
Dr. Justin, thank you for taking us through this one. This was a particularly curly one today. If you do have any questions, hit.com.au. You can send them through, and we look forward to seeing you again next time, Dr. Justin.
Thanks very much.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.